Amen. If the Lord had not been on our side, if the Lord had not been on our side, as we continue our worship this morning and prepare shortly for our annual general meeting, the APCM, I just thought that it's important to remember that this day, today, is far more than reports and finances and church figures and statistics. If you've not never been to any APCM before, we do a lot of that in the APCM, but those things matter. As they help us to reflect responsibly on the life of the church. But before we discuss what we have done for the last 12 months, I thought that it's important for us to pause and remember what God has been doing. And perhaps there's no better place to begin than with the words of Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side. Look back at your own life. Look back at your own family. Look back at your experiences. Look back at your community. And maybe just for a moment, reflect. If the Lord had not been on your side, what the story could have been like. Remember those chance meetings. Remember someone you got introduced to. Remember maybe you went to the hospital and that lovely nurse that just intervened. Remember all those things that have culminated into making you who you are today. Think about the last 12 months. Think about the last 1 year, the last 5 years, the last 20 years. If the Lord had not been on your side, just think about it for a moment. Think about it. The psalmist said, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. But praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare is broken, and we escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. The psalmist was honest. He didn't pretend that life was easy. He acknowledged that there were dangers. He acknowledged that there were pressures. He acknowledged that there were experiences that looked like flawed. He acknowledged there were situations that appeared like the raging waters. There were moments when things could easily have fallen apart. Yet somehow, through the mercy of God, God sustained his people. And if we are honest, many of us can say the same thing this morning. We can say that both personally and collectively as a church. If the Lord had not been on our side. I was encouraging you earlier that we've got spaces on the PCC where we talk about church business. That if the Lord puts it, prompts you, that feel free to talk to us about it. And those who've been on the PCC for a number of years, we know this, that usually when we're faced with some of these very difficult situations, then suddenly you hear some good news somewhere. Isn't it, Richard? Something miraculous happens. Especially when people are about to lose faith. Isn't that the case, Sonia? If the Lord had not been on our side. In your life, in my life, I know that there are seasons when we or just didn't know how we were going to get through. Times of uncertainties and challenges, moments of weariness, times when resources might have seemed so limited to complete the project that we had in front of us, moments when the future felt unclear. And yet, here we are today. Not because we are exceptionally strong, not because we've always had the answers, but because of the Lord's faithfulness. Which was why I was saying to us, sing that song from the depth of your heart. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Yes, maybe I didn't win one game, or I didn't strike that particular deal, but think of all the events, all these experiences, all that have culminated in making you still stand and still being here today. There are many, many, many more things to give thanks to God for than we have reasons to mourn for. And that was the message that the children of Israel did not get in the wilderness. Yes, there will always be one or two things or areas where, we feel we deserve, maybe we feel we deserve something better. But think of all those other things that are going on in your life. Sometimes we mourn the loss of something. But think of those who don't even have that particular thing in the first place. One of the signs of spiritual maturity is learning to recognize the faithfulness of God, not only in the dramatic miracles, but also in the daily sustaining grace of God. Many of the things that have happened to you will have drawn many people crazy, if not for the grace of God sustaining you. Do you know that? I was talking to someone the other day and they were saying to me that, do I know what their prayer is now every now and then is to even go be with the Lord? And is that bad, the pressure? Let us learn to fully appreciate God's goodness on, you know, for the daily things. You can take a spoon, grab your food, put it in your mouth. That is worthy of thanksgiving. You can go from A to B without thinking twice sometimes. As we speak, you think of places in the world where war is raging. Yemen, Ukraine, you know, Iran, and, you know, many other places where people cannot just, you can't just walk from A to B without thinking twice. We're not better than them. Until very recently, nobody thought war could happen in Europe in the 21st century. We live in peace and quiet here only by the mercies of God. Until very recently, people used to say, oh, this kind of thing cannot happen in America. We all can see what's happening there as well, in some places there. Let us begin all to learn not to take the daily mercy, the daily goodness of God for granted. And that is why the scripture repeatedly tells us to remember. Remember how God provided. Remember how God sustained. Remember how God made a way where there seemed to be no way. Many of you realize that I'm a Yoruba speaker. And there is a Yoruba proverb which says, the one who does not think deeply cannot truly give thanks. The one who does not think deeply cannot truly give thanks. Meaning that gratitude grows out of ability, the ability to remember stuff. Psalm 124 is a song of remembrance. David looked back and said, if the Lord had not been on my side, he could have been killed by Saul so many times. He had so many other adversaries. And he remembered how the Lord enabled him to escape like a bird from the fowler's snare. He said the snare had been broken and he had escaped. What a beautiful image. He acknowledged the traps set for him were real, but they did not have a final say on the outcome of the situation. God had the final say. God brought him deliverance. His cleverness, his smartness did not deliver him. He acknowledged that it was God. And that passage connects powerfully with Paul's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, which was our second reading. Paul was deeply honest about the reality of his life and ministry. Therefore, he said, we are pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Did you see that in your Bibles? 2 Corinthians. That was Paul acknowledging that, yes, there were real trouble. There were persecutions all over the place. There were stressful situations. But God was and is good. Notice the balance in Paul's submission. He was saying, yes, there's pressure, but not destruction. Yes, there is confusion, but but not despair. Opposition, but not abandonment. Paul said, we were struck down, but not destroyed. That language was a language of resilience. Not human's resilience alone, but God's sustaining grace. Being a Christian does not immune us from what everyone else in the world goes through. I hope we realize that. Because many of us get overly disappointed when we go through what our neighbors go through. No, we're not immune. But the difference is that we know a fundamental truth that many others don't know, that we are not alone, that God suffers with us when we suffer. God is touched by our pain, and He abides with us. I heard the story of a potter who shaped clay vessels. And after shaping them, he usually, you know, places them in a furnace, as potters do. And some of those vessels, you know, some of them will crack under pressure. But others that manage the fire of the furnace, we emerge strong and beautiful. And there was this young chap, an apprentice, who was understudying him. And he asked the potter, the master potter, a question. How do you know if the vessels will survive the fire? And the master replied, because I'm the one controlling the fire. I can increase it, I can reduce it, I can, you know, I'm the one in charge. And that's a powerful image of God's care. It doesn't mean that there won't be fire, you know, situations that feel like, situations that feel like fire in our lives. But the fire is never outside God's control. Paul goes on to explain in our reading from 2 Corinthians that we do not lose heart. We don't cave in. Though our outward being is wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And that is the hidden miracle of the Christian life and ministry. Even in our times of confusion and stress, there is a renewal going through. We don't have to go through just our experiences alone. There's always scope for us to grow through our experiences. So don't just go through those experiences. Grow through those experiences. Therefore, Paul tells us, let us fix our eyes not just on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Let us fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what we see now is temporary, but what God is preparing us for is eternal. So don't let us lose heart. Let us begin to learn to measure everything, not just by what is visible, not just about what is here and now. What God is preparing us for through all our experiences is more than this earth. No matter how much we love it here, no matter how much we love our houses, our football clubs, our jobs, our friends, no matter how much we care for our flowers and wherever. They are all temporary. Hope you know that. Hope you know that. One day, all of us, we move on from the temporal to the eternal. Do we realize that? I know we don't like talking about it in church, but it's part of my job to keep reminding us. This is a dress rehearsal for the eternal. So Paul was encouraging us not to lose sight of the eternal at the expense of the temporary. We shouldn't look just at the state of our finance or activities and friendships. Those things matter, but they're not eternal. The deepest reality is this: God. And this God is preparing us through all our experiences for the eternal, for the future. There's a quote that is usually attributed to the Dutch writer Corrie ten Boom, which I like quoting now from time to time. You might have noticed that. Well, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. And never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. And that's is exactly what Paul was telling us, that we do not know everything about the future, but we know God who holds the future. So today, our APCM Sunday, we acknowledge all the goodness of God, and we will engage with the process because we have to. It's mandated, as Michael probably knows, that we do these administrative things. But this subject of accounting and giving account of our stewardship over the past 12 months is not just something administrative. It is, in a sense, a form of spiritual stewardship as well. We are saying this is an opportunity through the APCM to look back and give thanks to God for what we've been able to do with what is entrusted into our hands for the last 12 months. Essentially, we say, if the Lord had not been on our side, if the Lord had not empowered us, if the Lord had not strengthened us, if the Lord had not given us the opportunity, where would we have been as a church and as individuals? As Psalm 124 reminds us, everything we have is because God has been on our side. 2 Corinthians 4 reminds us that everything we continue to do is sustained by God's grace and God's power. So what do we take from this? First, I believe we can take the need to always be grateful, gratitude. Because when we analyze things, we give thanks. If we can always remember a bit, we know that we owe everything to God being on our side. Secondly, we can take humility. Paul says in that passage from 2 Corinthians 4, we have this treasure in jars of clay. The treasure was talking about as the gospel. We are the vessels, but as vessels, we are very fragile. I don't know if you've burnt out or if you've broken down yourself. human beings, we're more fragile than we like to, like to admit. I heard many people cry last night. You know why? In Budapest, and on the streets of North London and South London, even here in Plumstead. Human beings are fragile. We can take courage, because if God sustains us thus far, we can put our trust in His ability to continue to sustain us. And we can also take hope. Paul tells us that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs whatever we are experiencing now. So we can take gratitude, humility, courage, and hope. So as we move into our APCM later, let us do this with a sense of clarity and confidence. Not as a church that has survived by its own strength, but as a church upheld by God's grace. Not as a people who have everything figured out, but as a people who trust in a faithful God. Not looking only at what is seen, but believing in what God is still doing amongst us. And so I would like to finish this talk by returning to the Psalms. If the Lord had not been on our side, the testimony of this church is simple. The Lord has been on our side, and because of that, we give thanks to God today. We give thanks to the Lord for the past. I give thanks to the Lord for each and every one of you. I give thanks to the Lord for all His blessing upon our lives. And we continue to commit our future, trusting in the Lord's grace, the Lord's mercy, and the Lord's faithfulness. Amen.